2012 was the year of drone operations in Afghanistan. The report by U.S. Air Force shows that Washington has launched about 447 unmanned drone strikes over the past 12 months. It's much higher than the strikes in Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen. The U.S. military says drones are the major part of their mission in Afghanistan. We could hunt down a large number of militants through these strikes, they say. But experts disagree. It was mostly civilians who were targeted, they say. And these deaths became a big source of friction between Kabul and Washington.
The civilian casualty was one of the issues which made a big gap between the Afghan government and the foreign military forces in Afghanistan. And as much as the number of civilian casualties in the operations goes up, of course, the tension between two sides will raise.
Local Afghans are also angry. On the streets of Kabul, some demanded an immediate end to these drone attacks. To them, more drone attacks mean more civilian loss. Others were calling for a quick U.S. military withdrawal. We cannot tolerate foreigners anymore. Their presence has brought further unrest in our country, this man told us.
These foreign troops should leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. They bomb our villages and kill civilians. They are themselves responsible for unrest.
It has also been echoed even by the Afghan president. Hamid Karzai believes the US and its allies have brought part of insecurity in Afghanistan by their nighttime raids, civilian deaths, and arbitrary detentions. He also blamed the Taliban for growing unrest.
Since January this year, 2,000 civilians are said to have been killed here in Afghanistan. Most of them were women and children. Now the U.S. military says they are going to launch more and more drone operations in this country. Therefore, many here do not predict a decrease in civilian deaths. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.